Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Barkov. Barkov into the right circle, looks around. Jones fakes the shot, gives to Barkov. Barkov to the high slot, a shot, and he scores! There's the overtime winner! Alexander Barkov, 30 seconds into overtime. A power play goal for the game winner. The Panthers strike first. It took over 60 minutes of hockey. The Panthers get it done. A huge win here in Columbus tonight. 1-0 the final in overtime.
Well, a happy Friday morning to everyone out there. And the one thing it seems like you can always count on these days is the Panthers. And they continue, even after losing a couple, and they are in the Atlantic, 87 points at the top. Toronto and Tampa Bay, by the way, have been hot. They both won three straight. So, you know, it's funny, like, it's real close. Florida Panthers at 87 points. Maple Leafs at 87 points. And Tampa Bay, who's got a nice team, at 85 points. And yet, over the last couple years, it's like, okay, doesn't matter in the regular season. And by the way, we got something coming back for the playoffs that you don't have. So, yeah, they're going to be getting some players back, and hopefully Tkachuk will add to that group with Marchand, and we'll see what happens. But anyway, you feel pretty good when you get up, and what a win last night, as Woody just said, Barkov overtime power play goal. Big Bob. I tell you what, man, Big Bob has been one hell of a story from – me being told they wanted at one point when he's sitting there playing Tampa Bay in the playoffs and he was playing so badly that he was like the third goalie. He didn't even suit up. He was in same clothes that we had on for a game. And to come back, they tried to trade him. They're, I think, willing to throw in money. They're going to do it. And he goes, no, I want to be here. I want to be here. I can play better. You'll see. And along with everything that's helped with that new head coach and the new GM, and Big Bob is playing out of his friggin' mind. His fifth shutout this season, just to give you an idea. What a story. Obviously, the defense in front of him has also been really good. What a busy time. A lot of stuff going on. Buckets and bets at Hard Rock. Woody there will give away a couple more tickets today for Sunday. So, if you got some free time, you know, I mean, you can't just come out for buckets and bets for like 20 minutes, but if you got some time, want to kick back and not feeling the love at home and like to get in on some action while you're watching basketball, maybe it's a good time for you to come out and do a little bonding out there at Hard Rock. So stay with us for that. We'll tell you how you can get those two tickets this morning. And Clemson, the early fraud of frauds, just wondering, Woody, who the frauds were going to be, and Clemson, everybody. And again, I listened to all those guys, man, all those guys that do this for a living and former coaches and former great college players, usually from Duke, and this, and watch out for Clemson, and yeah, well, how'd that go? They're out of the tournament. Anyway, we got the Miami Open. We've got NASCAR and Homestead. I mean, you can just go on and on, man, with stuff we've got going on. Heat basketball, we'll get into that. They're back in action tonight. Like to get that win, though, Woody. I know you're going to stop by the Heat Family Fest tomorrow. Nobody wants to go to Heat Family Fest with a 10-game losing streak. That would be, I mean, they can put a positive spin because they raise hundreds of thousands of dollars. And they do it. It's their big event. It's a great event for people that have been going to that thing for a long, long time. I used to be a regular, like so many things. I have cut back on the weekend activities, or at least tried to act like a husband and a grandfather and a son and whatever else I'm supposed to be. But Yeah, so great event. But Woody, nobody wants to go out there. And Pat Riley didn't want to try to put a positive spin going, I don't want to hear anything about the basketball. This is about our event today.
Well, it is. The food always tastes good out there, so it's, yeah, it's all good. But, you know, Solana yesterday hit me with, you know, the team's playing hard. That's what he hit me with.
Yeah,
I go, come on, dude.
We're way.
I mean,
that. Listen, that's not the business.
That's loser talk, right?
Correct. Kate, maybe Solana's new at this now too, and didn't realize that when our teams tell you our offensive line plays hard, and
he's got to toe the company line. I get it. He ripped you in the process, but
how'd he rip me?
He said you with the Dolphins and
what? I don't get when I hear that because
don't get
no when about something's
it,
bad I'm the first to say it's not very good.
I agree.
So he can say whatever he wants. Soft pants over there talking about me.
Oh, it's not him anymore. Stuff. It's Crowder now.
Now Channing's on it.
No, Crowder's the soft one over there. I told you about this yesterday.
Yeah, what happened?
Apparently, he was trying to do a cheerleading move in his house and he broke both of his feet. I had no idea.
You told me that last night. I was like,
I had absolutely no idea. I guess he was trying to fly home yesterday. He couldn't get home for whatever
before
reason.
Before I laugh, like I said, is he okay now? And you said,
yeah,
he
didn't die. But yeah, I mean, it sounded pretty horrific.
My thought is, Channing, you're not 25 years old jumping over linemen and making tackles and, you know, running sideline to sideline.
So they have video of it, and I was scared seeing the video because.
Did it look normal? Did it look bad?
Yeah, so I thought. When he showed me the video, I thought you were going to see two legs just snap. Like, I thought it was going to be like Paul George or something, like on both legs at the same time. It's not. I mean, it doesn't look that way. So, like, he just falls backwards. And
Channing is country tough, so my thought was, how do you react when that happens?
He didn't. So it's not like he, like, snapped him in half. Okay,
I could just see him saying, damn, I did something, man.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. Yeah.
Let me go down and get this checked out. That I could see. Channing going through that. But, yeah, please
don't. Solana's off the hook for the injury stuff, at least for a little bit.
Please, please don't hit me with the they're playing hard. Of course they're playing hard. That's a given.
Yeah,
they
didn't give up.
They didn't quit on Spo. No crap, they didn't quit on Spo. They play hard, yes.
Checks are still clearing, right? That's, you
know. Yeah, but I love where we've come. And, by the way, the Dolphins are just as guilty. Like, we're putting spins on 9-8 now, and I was like, wow. We have come a long way through the years, man. We have come the wrong way.
Well, I tried to also explain to him, too, like, this is the new era of sports, and you can't do what Riley did. You can't call guys out. You can't be mean to guys. You can't all of a sudden, you know, with Jimmy Butler, you can't tell him he's not starting. The same way you can't tell Tyreek Hill that he's not the captain. And you just can't,
well, you don't
you
know
can't
that.
Screw with these
that,
guys.
That remains to be seen, although I am leaning towards you're probably going to be right. And
but you can't
out.
You can't screw with these guys because they're so mentally fragile now. And it's not only that they're mentally fragile, but they have the capability of destroying your team.
I would just say this, and I understand.
You have to play Tyreek's game, don't you?
Yes, probably.
Because he could destroy this team before things even get going.
If you're keeping him, you got to play by some of his rules. Yes, you just do. They can say they don't, but yes, they do. They absolutely do. If you're going to get the most out of him, you got to go back into your brain and go, all right, first thing you have to do is get him the ball down the field again. Find a way for Lefty to get him the ball down the field again on all those things that we saw for 2 years that just absolutely disappeared last year. And by the way, it is your job to figure out what the safeties are doing. It's not my job. It's not Woody's job. It's not anybody else's job. It is all those guys with all that experience on the offensive side of the ball, including another former offensive coordinator that they've added to another brain and voice in meetings. It is all of their jobs to figure out how to throw the ball down the field. Deep crossing routes we used to run, corner routes we used to run, deep square ends, and takeoffs. I think I hit everything except the skinny post over the top between a safety and a corner. But you know all the routes. I'm not going to do the number thing that our writers love to do. But just, you know, down the field, catching him, letting he and Waddle catch the ball in stride. And the thing used to be, we would say, one false step by a safety and it's off to the races. And it was happening every week. One false step, like, oh, no. And you know, Tua did a great job of getting the ball and getting it to him in stride, and we had all those great plays. And then for that thing to just completely change, and Mike saying, well, they figured us out. Now this year, I'm coming back at them. Now I see what they're doing. Now it's my turn. So he's added, listen, like I said, they got a lot of brain power. They got a lot of guys, Bevel, a lot of other guys over there, smart guys to sit around and try to figure out. That'll be the first way to keep Tyreek happy, that right there. Not three catches for 28 yards, four catches for 32 yards or 40 yards. That's not going to do it.
Hey, I appreciate that you're coming around on this, at least, because you know, and you know, again, I was trying to explain this yesterday, like, those guys have all the power nowadays. They just do, right?
They don't have all the power.
Yeah, sure they do. Tyreek holds all the power. All of the cards here. Because, look, man, this could end like the Jimmy Butler thing, right? Jimmy had all the cards the entire time. He was either going to get paid here and get his contract, or he was going to throw his little fit and get his contract somewhere else. Tyreek will do the same thing.
I have...
You think Tyreek cares if they trade him, cut him?
I think he does, yes.
But if that's what he wants...
No, if he wants out... Here, he already had that chance. They called him in, said, listen, okay, we've listened to you, your temper tantrums and everything else, because we've redone your contract, we've done everything. Do you want to be here or not? I do believe Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel said, I wasn't going here early in this morning, but it's already started. Do you want to be here? Before we get into anything else, do you want to be here? Because there's some things that have to change. We can't allow certain things. We can allow some things, but some other things that you're doing out in front of the world to watch on TV, we can't allow. It's bad look for me. It's a bad look for the GM. It's a bad look for everybody. And it's got to stop. So do you want to be here or not? And, you know, I was told 100%, and he said it over and over, now this is where I want to be. And, you know, I was just down because I'm competitive and all that other stuff. But you're right, partially, Woody. I mean, it's not like all of a sudden Tyreek's going to change 200% and we're going, wow, look at this. It's kind of like we're all set in our ways, man. People marry somebody late in life and go, can't believe they didn't change. Like, you marry somebody thinking they're going to change, then you're in trouble. I have learned that, and people that marry me have learned that.
I'm just saying,
there ain't no changing. There ain't no changing, Woody.
It's not a situation where, like, if it doesn't work out, he's going to be out of a job, right? Or he's not going to get paid. So that's basically
what
I'm saying.
We have found out that guys have quit and people pick him up because they need players. There's a shortage. Hey, there's a shortage of guys who can do what he does. That's why he's still here.
Yes, there is.
There is. There's a big shortage.
So he'll be fine, right?
A lot of teams going, we need a wide receiver that's explosive, that can run real fast. And everybody's looking for a 60 or 70-yard play.
And I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's how it is. And by the way, it's only going to get worse.
Hey.
Right? You got guys in college that are making tens of millions of dollars, apparently. So
I don't want to believe everybody's going to be the makeup of Tyreek.
No, but I think guys are going to be very entitled. When you got a guy coming in that's a star.
You act like everybody's going to walk in as a first-round pick that hadn't done anything in this league and tell the coach this is the way it's going to be. Now, will they change as time goes on and they get real good in the league? Yes, they will change because that's the code of the wide receiver.
I think you're going to have guys that come in very
Feed
entitled,
me, man. Feed
guys that are
me.
Making a lot of money in
All right,
college.
We'll find out. We'll find out. The money has changed everything. I totally agree. The money in college and the system.
These guys are going to make less when they get drafted.
The high school system down here is effed up. I was on with a high school coach yesterday for a while, and homeschooling basically means now for a lot of these guys, homeschool means just go get lost all day and make sure you can be at practice at 3 o'clock.
But they can still play?
Yeah.
If they're homeschooled, they can still play football.
Anywhere they want to go.
Oh.
Oh, it's a
I
mess.
I didn't know that.
Oh, man. It's a mess. We have really, hey, we have taken the sport Jeez. In this state that we love the most, and we have, and no wonder no one's got a chance. So
are they paying? Is that the high schools? Are they paying?
Oh, we got these half fraudulent places that are supposed to be overseeing the homeschooling system, but while they're at it, they're also helping kids make decisions on where they should go play their high school football. Excellent. How's that for power? That just got a dirty feel to it when I said that. I got a little dirty that I need a shower.
Well, I learned something this morning. I didn't know if you were homeschooled, you could just go play ball wherever you wanted.
Oh, no. Homeschool is a big problem right now.
I'm not a big homeschool person myself.
Well,
I mean,
I have people in my life
for their Christian
beliefs and stuff that want their kids homeschooled. By the way, I found out when I went to California, I got a big family of homeschoolers.
Really?
At home.
Who teaches them?
The mother and other mothers and mothers. And they get their kids together and they rotate. Some of the mothers do certain class. I swear to God.
Okay.
But at least they're teaching them something. They said this thing in high school down here is a friggin' joke.
Sounds lonely to be homeschooled.
How about these guys come in school early to recruit them, and they go, oh, they're not here. They're at home. What do you mean? They're not in class? They go, no, they're homeschooled. Take them about 30 minutes to get here, but we expect he'll be here for practice today. Hey, Woody, we got to go to break here. Man, you got me going. Starting with that Solana thing about we play hard.
Yeah, you hit me with that yesterday. I didn't know what to say to that. That's loser talk, but
no.
I feel terrible.
They do play hard.
I feel terrible ripping the Heat because they've been like the model consistency, right? Like they're such a good franchise, and I feel bad with what's going on. I truly do.
All our guys play hard because Mike.
And
Mike
I like
throws
our
that
team.
Out.
I like our coach. I
Mike
like the whole
throw
organization.
That out and go, hey man, I'll tell you one thing: they are playing hard. It's like nobody's quitting going half speed while they're making $200,000 a game. That's nice to see.
We're trying to figure it out. The roster on paper, we said it yesterday in the morning too, the roster on paper should be competitive.
It has been.
Something is wrong. Something's just wrong over there.
That now their new thing is they're coming out saying, we've had a chance to win almost every one of these games. But you didn't. All right, we got to go to break, man. We're running super late here on a Friday. Way to get me all fired up, man. That Dunkin' Donut finally just kicked in when you got me going. Atlantic Men's Clinic going to have me kicking in today, too. Atlantic Men's Clinic Friday. I want to just say this to everybody. Have a lot of men that hear the message. I know they want to ask me more. You don't have to ask me anything. All you have to do is call Atlantic Men's Clinic and ask them any questions you have. You have a bunch of questions you've asked me. I've had great results. It's been a year, and I love it. I've got some other friends on the program now. They've asked me not to mention their name, and I understand. But low T and ED, man, it's real. Happens to every man out there. Some guys in their early 40s up to 70s, 80s. You're going to see all ages when you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic and one of their 6 locations. I want to let you know, if your energy level is down and everything that comes with not having zero energy to work out, and you know what happens, so you don't work out and all of a sudden you're eating the same amount, then you gain 20 pounds. And by the way, it doesn't take long to gain 20, as I found out. Your sex drive is gone, making excuses. It's just psychologically just messes you up, man. I just want to let you know, if you want to get rid of it, Atlantic Men's Clinic's the place to go. Get that first appointment set up. Hear the message, 877-455-7300. You'll get the T, the PSA test. You'll meet with their professionals. Write down all your questions. They're going to ask you a bunch. We're going to put you on a program, and you are going to have success fast. Fast success at Atlantic Men's Clinic. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Get more information, but you got to set up that first appointment. And happy Friday to everybody out there. A lot of stuff going on. Busy time. You can get off the couch a little bit this weekend. I got so many different things going on. The Homestead Show has NASCAR. For a couple of days, all weekend long down there. Of course, got the Miami Open first week. By the way, for anybody that might be a little bit of a tennis junkie, you probably watched this on Tennis Channel last night. This 18-year-old Brazilian, they're calling him the next Alcaraz. Fonseca, 3-set win last night. Just rips it. Just absolutely rips it, and the place was going crazy. Apparently, somebody sent a memo out to all Brazilians because that thing was packed last night for that match. And, of course, today at 3:30, if you're going out there, man, I wanted to watch. I might have to wait because I am going to be out at Hard Rock at 3:30. But, Woody, 3:30 today, the 17-year-old, that Mira Andreeva, just dominating right now. Won the last couple of tournaments. Beat Sabalenka in the finals last week at Indian Wells. She's playing. And so a lot of good matches and all the big guys. And see, I started to say big guys, but I had to be careful. In the old days, I would have just said the big women, but you can't do that anymore. But the women, top women, will be playing their matches starting. Sabalenka actually played yesterday, but a lot of them started playing yesterday, and you'll get to see all of them. And, of course, the Joker, Mr. Djokovic, is in. By the way, apparently he's all fired up about couple of top female players, well as Sinner, who is the best player in the world. He got suspended for, you know, that I took something, I didn't realize what I took. And, you know, it is amazing at this point that this still pops up in every sport, right? Now, we do occasionally, but not anymore. We used to have guys deny it. But I think now guys realize it's really stupid when I do that and I say, well, my personal trainer, I got away from the team, because the first thing they tell these guys is, if you're taking something, bring it to us, and let's see if it's legal. If it's legal, take it all you want. If it's under the stuff that's legal or been banned, we'll let you know. And if it's got a red flag, we'll let you know, because we don't want you suspended. We want our best players to play. So when somebody comes up with that personal trainer thing, and then you got a bad personal trainer if he really did that to you. I don't care if it's a hockey player. I don't care if it's a tennis player. And so these guys got suspended, and it wasn't long enough, apparently, and the Joker and others are...
It is truly remarkable, though, that we still have that going on.
Yeah.
It pops up a few times a year.
It does. It's incredible. And
the Bobby Portis one was the most recent one.
That was...
They said he misread the bottle.
Come on.
The thing sounded alike.
And there's another guy that's not exactly 20.
At least 20... people come up with creative excuses.
Yeah,
now.
But that is, by the way, it's a good point. It's a good point. You know, we're not talking about 21, 22-year-olds, you know. We're like, Portis been around the league a little bit now. So now apparently
these guys have been around.
Can't read as well. Or he's like, oh, I didn't have my glasses on. I can't believe it was on that list. Gosh darn it. Yeah, but anyway. So... But that aside, we got some great tennis. We do. We got a lot of good young players, both men and women, for this to be a really, really fun event. Of course, Monday, I'm really excited after our show. We're going to be here, but we'll be going out to Pro Day. Got invited out there, Woody. I think we're invited out there and go out and...
We a package deal for that one?
Well, I'm guessing they like you. Right. You're fine. Anyway, so we're gonna
tag along with you.
We're gonna go out there and watch.
It's gonna be a different feel out there, man. You know, it's funny. We had Monroe on yesterday, and Monroe was going over his pro day. I don't know if you remember that one, but there were quite a few Hall of Famers.
Oh, his?
Yeah, he was like 2000.
Oh God, I didn't realize that. Yeah,
he was. I think he was like Sean Taylor and Vilma and Beeson, and
it was everybody.
Wilfork.
Yeah,
he was just naming
and the guys that were underclassmen or watching are like, we're on deck to get the same thing the following year. Yeah.
So this one will have a little more of a feel like that.
It's
not that. Yeah.
Now
that may never happen again.
But it is. Look at they got a right tackle that everybody's raving about. Well, his rankings will be coming out soon. Maui Noah at right tackle. And
someone came up to me yesterday at Hard Rock, and they said they were a Giants fan. They go, should we take Cam Ward? What do you think? And I said, you know, look, the one thing you don't have to worry about with the guy is, well, you know, what's going on upstairs, at least. I said, I don't know how his game's got. I don't know, right? I mean, nobody knows.
I think for a young guy to come down here, you don't know how our guy's going to react down here. I still think of Vic Fangio going, I got too many guys too worried about South Beach and going out instead of playing.
Yeah.
And that kind of leaked around.
Cam's got it all together upstairs.
Cam Ward came
in
here and goes, I appreciate the money. Yeah, it's more than I've ever made, $1.5 million. But there's a much bigger picture while I'm here, and it's not to use your city and find myself a new girlfriend. My job down here right now is to use what I have around me. You're using me, and I'm using you. We're going to have the number one offense. We have one of the top two passing offenses in college football. I think Syracuse is one. And we're going to go out, and I'm going to make myself a first-round pick. Little did he know, and it looks more and more like Cam Ward is going to be the first overall pick coming up.
Well, he showed that he can come back, right? He doesn't get bothered by
a bad play.
Bad
play doesn't lead to a full game of bad plays.
That game out west, that Cal game really stands out. I mean, that thing, they were toast in that game.
And then he turned it into, quick striking offense, yeah. And came down from, 24, 25 points down to win that game. So, look at you. You start to take notice of some of that stuff. But I agree with you. His mental makeup is
a big part of it.
Different level for everybody to see. And
anyone who knows if he's going to be good at the pro level, if they tell you that, they're lying, right?
Well, he gets in a bad offense.
Yeah.
With a bad team.
Who knows, man?
God bless the New England Patriot quarterback, Drake May.
Yeah.
For he had nothing. I have never seen a Patriots team after all those great Patriot teams for 20 years where you're going, oh, boy, here we go again. Oh, here they come out on the field. And that, to see how bad the talent was on that team last year, I thought he got the most, and people, I don't know about him. I go, don't know about him. He got nobody to play with. I thought he played like he had 30 touchdown passes. He played like it. Anyway, hey, Woody, we got to go to break here. We do have a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. This is tomorrow officially will be 2 weeks of spring football for Miami Hurricanes, and we got a list. And this isn't from any of the writers. This is the list of lists. Spending some time last night. We got some really good news for Canes fans. They'll be happy with what's it look like and that type of stuff and who's shining in spring football. We'll give you a list. You've seen some of the articles, the Blay, the Moten, and Scott at defensive tackle, and probably heard a lot about Armon Blunt and what he's doing on the outside, but we'll get you caught up on some other positions of this team as they start to come together. And it's a little different feel, and I'll explain why, than last year, and we'll have all that stuff coming up for you. But first, I do want to tell you, because it is a Friday, not that it has to be Friday, but it means it's one day closer for you to start looking around for a new SUV or truck you've been looking for. And I'm just here to tell you, put South Florida Chevy dealers with 14 convenient locations throughout South Florida. Put them on the list, man. Put them on the final list. Make sure I get to a South Florida Chevy dealer. All right, now you're on it. All new Equinox. Oh, my gosh, is it hot right now. Eye-catching exterior. You got an SUV loaded with smart style and practical dependability. Everything you could want. I got to tell you, my favorite right now, and I'm not turning my back on the Tahoe because I've had like 8 of them, including I got the new one right now I just got. But this 2025 Traverse, you're starting to see them around. First of all, the look is fantastic, but it's what's happening inside that's fantastic too. Spacious and comfortable seating for everyone. Midsize, doesn't feel midsize. Plenty of room for the cargo. It's got that turbocharged 2.5 liter engine. And not only that, but the look is fantastic. I may be making a switch for the first time in 20-something years to a Traverse. Man, I really like them. Check out, by the way, the Silverado trucks. We got 4 strong options. When it comes to a big, strong engine you might need for work, if your job demands power, well, they got the perfect Silverado truck for you. Listen, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs, the hardest working bed in the business helps conquer your toughest jobs. And if you happen to be somebody that works even on the weekends, we got the perfect Silverado truck for you. It's almost like they've custom-made a Silverado truck for your truck lifestyle. Hey, see your South Florida Chevy dealers today or this weekend for outstanding offers going on right now. All right, welcome back, and happy Friday to everybody out there with a lot of stuff going on. Heat back in action tonight, trying to break that 9-game losing streak. Panthers get a nice win last night in Columbus. A Barkov overtime power play goal, and Big Bob gets his 5th shutout of the season. We've got the Miami Open going. We got Homestead, Miami Speedway, and NASCAR down there for the weekend. for all the racing, for you race heads you could ever want. And, of course, we got our big event going on right now at Hard Rock, Buckets and Bets. We've got two tickets we'll be giving away today for Sunday to get out there and watch all your games and maybe put a little action in there, have a couple of drinks, food, the whole deal out there for you to go out and enjoy yourself. So we have that, and Woody and I will be doing a show out there on Sunday. So we'll be working. But, you know, we're a couple weeks into the spring football stuff for the University of Miami. And, yeah, check in with the coach and see what's going on. And Malachi Toney has just had a great start. I don't think too many people, the watch team at American Heritage Plantation, where he went from receiver – D-Bell went down with an injury, had to play quarterback, leads him to a state championship. They're talking about the three young, true, should be still be in high school, true freshmen, Joshua Moore, Dalen Upshaw from Alabama, and Malachi Toney have looked really good. You know it's good when your coaches get together and go, you know, because you don't know how this thing's going to work out. And you're going to miss on a lot of guys. That's why, you know, large recruiting classes, and there's no guarantee. But I'll tell you what, they really like their young wide receivers a lot. JoJo Trader knows he's kind of the number one dog out there. He's off to a great start. He's just got to stay healthy. And Elijah Lofton, a lot of people said this last year, remember? And they're just talking about, just does it all. Just a complete football player, does everything, wants to be great. Just a really good pickup going into a second year, a tight end out of Gorman High School in Nevada. Over to here's a part that really excited me when they're talking, and there's been articles out, so I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I've been talking about the importance of not just living on that transfer portal, kind of like living on free agency. It's expensive, man. It's expensive. It is when you really start looking, if you don't do well recruiting high school players, and now you got to cover it up with transfer portals and holes you have on your team, it can get really expensive. So you look at getting a guy like Moten out of Cardinal Gibbons. They're talking about just I didn't know how it was going to turn out for him. They're just talking about his ridiculous talent he has right now. Scott, five-star, played some last year, but really coming into his own. And then getting out of the transfer portal, Blay to come in has really, really been good. So you got Justin Scott and Armon Blunt, Hayden Lowe, who they really like as a true freshman, their highest-ranked true freshman. Well, I say true freshman. They should be in high school still, and all these guys, all but one player has come in early, but love them. And then Poyser at safety, they've been raving about, and Xavier Lucas out of American Heritage Plantation, a Wisconsin guy who came home. I guess that still is Wisconsin hasn't given up on that. Apparently they think they have not aware of the transfer portal thing, that everybody does this, and they trying to tie him down with a dumbass rule I think Wisconsin thinks they've somehow made up. So the other thing, because the big question, you got to cover better than you did last year. That was just absolutely horrible. Got coaches let go, fired. But they really like Poyser at safety, and Xavier Lucas and O.J. Frederick, who played a lot as a true freshman, had his moments. He had his moments, good and bad, but they really like him a lot out of St. Thomas Aquinas. So I just wanted to get that. That was some guys last night said, hey, man, give me an update. What's going on? And so a lot of those guys are young guys that you recruited that now they realize, like, they played a little bit. Some of them got their feet wet. Case of O.J. Frederick, a lot more than that. He started most of the games. But for all those guys to come in, Wesley Bassaint also, like now, this is a big year. These are big years of guys that were top recruits, a lot of them from South Florida, that it's time to shine. And it's good to see a lot of guys getting off to a good start first couple of weeks, especially right out of friggin' high school, playing at a high level. Quarterback thing, you notice I didn't say, because we got to find a backup quarterback. And that's all I'm going to say right now. They got to find a backup quarterback. Nobody's taking that job. It's open. But considering your starting quarterback is coming off elbow surgery, you got that backup guy could be not just a Dolphin thing. It could be important for University of Miami to get somebody ready and find out if you have that person ready to go, whether he's a true freshman, he's a sophomore, he's a redshirt, doesn't matter. One of those guys needs to step up. And by the way, it's not a popularity contest. They're just looking for the best guy to take advantage of this situation with the number one guy out. So that's where they are, man. But couldn't wait to get in and give you a little update halfway through. And they got a lot more, and they get after it pretty good, and they'll have their scrimmages and all that stuff. But always good to hear your young wide receiver class looks so good. With a guy that's been here just a year, didn't play enough last year. I wish he could have played more. Saw him in the bowl game with a 40-yard touchdown, but JoJo Trader I think is going to be really, really good and probably still going to hit that transfer portal. That probably will come in to play when spring football's over. We got the 7 o'clock hour coming up, man, and we are all over the board. We're going to get caught up on that 13th pick. We've got our top 10 players that I'd like to see have a chance with that 13th pick, and we'll talk about that plus a lot of other news, including the Heat. We're going through this new Heat thing. We have Woody, when was the last time we went through something like this where they're now this long losing streak and not playing their best at the end of the season, now 29-40. When was the last time
the Michael
we saw
Beasley deal? We were actually, talking about ping pong balls. I can't remember the last time we've talked about ping pong balls for the Heat.
It's been a while. They're going to be in the play-in, though. Whatever you're calling the play-in, they're going to end up getting that last play-in spot.
Awesome.
Which is not exactly.
They got to win a game some point.
They will. They got.
I hope tonight is the night, man.
Well, they got a really good Rockets team at 45-25, 20 games over 500 coming to town tonight. Hey, they're going to have a chance again. And they'll start off. They're going to get off to another great start tonight. Can you finish? Can you close? Can you make shots and the right plays in the fourth quarter? Can you do that? Hey, I can tell you what you can do when you have injuries. All these teams we've been talking about, most of them are affiliated with Baptist Health South Florida. You know why? Because they have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. When you talk about Inter Miami and the Heat and the Panthers and the Dolphins and the Miami Open right now that's going on, or you're talking about FIU and FAU, they all use team doctors and they're specialists. And boy, they have put together an all-star team of specialists for the knee, some great knee doctors. No matter what has happened to your knee, reconstructive knee surgery where you've torn everything, they got some of the greatest success stories coming out of there that have happened anywhere in the country. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. I mean, great doctors. And then you throw in some great facilities and great locations like Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility. And I got to tell you, people are raving about 595 and Pine Island Implantation. What a facility they have put together there, man. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal for all of us, man. One goal. Doesn't matter who you are. You don't have to be a high school, college, or professional athlete. For everybody, it's about getting you healthy back out playing the sports you love the most.